Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am Chris Tidball, an executive claim consultant with Subro IQ, where we routinely find our clients significant amounts of trapped cash. On our show, we will explore the epidemic of trapped cash across not only the insurance industry, but the global business landscape. Our guests bring a unique perspective on challenges faced by businesses that impact their bottom line. We believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and this is the forum to tell it. We hope you enjoy today's episode and stick around to learn more about how you can be a guest in 20 minutes or less. Howard Franklin, welcome to our program. You're with Collins & Collins, a law firm based in California?
Yes, we're a California-based and firm based in Southern California. It was a father and son business. It grew. What I say is we started in 1964, the same year the Beatles came to the United States.
Okay.
It's too bad that they didn't last, but we did.
Yeah, that's great. Now you are doing something fascinating. Oftentimes when I talk to lawyers on this program, it's injury related stuff. I mean, it's car crashes, slip and falls, and you know, that kind of, you know, the help that they're providing to insurance companies, but you're providing a different kind of help. One of the biggest problems facing our country is housing, right? We're growing as a country, but we seem to be running out of places for people to live. And you are part of something that is a really, really creative solution. So talk to us a little bit about your shopping mall conversions.
Yes, the program that I'm going to be presenting is called My Mall Is Now My Home. Okay. And what it comes from is the aging and the repurposing of retail malls that we grew up with in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Okay.
Some of which were very artsy, yep. Some of which may not have been so artsy, but located in a prime place.
Right.
And as a result, those malls over time have aged, and the retail business is now being driven more frequently by online sales. So what are we going to do with these malls and all the space?
Right.
At the same time, we are in a housing crisis.
Yes.
Throughout the United States, we have people who want to have a home, but can't because there aren't any homes available, or right, they can't afford the homes that are available. So this is about the reality of trying to convert something that appears to be a problem into an asset. And so what I'm talking about and what our panel is going to be talking about is what do we do with our shopping malls, and can they be converted into something useful in the next lifetime or the next chapter? So I came up with the idea from looking at a mall in San Diego called Horton Plaza.
Okay.
And then after seeing that particular project have unrelated financial problems, explored the issue in other parts of the country. And to my great surprise, there are malls all over the country going through a conversion process. So for the people in the insurance industry, this is both a new challenge and a new opportunity.
Right.
It's a new challenge because you're repurposing an old structure into a new use. And for that, the insurance industry has to recognize, from the standpoint of insurance brokers and underwriters and claims people and expert witnesses and lawyers, that it's a new field and a new endeavor. And it requires a new skill set. And that skill set is going to require that people think in advance much more thoroughly than they may have done in the past. This is not simply putting up the sticks and leaving.
Right.
This is taking an existing structure, probably designed in the 60s and 70s, built primarily in the 70s and 80s, and now turning it into something new for residential housing. And that residential housing can be used for seniors, for veterans, to satisfy requirements for low-income housing, mm-hmm, overall project developments.
Right.
But they do require a lot of intensive preparation from the standpoint of land use for the lawyer to make sure the zoning is correct.
Right.
For the due diligence period for the contractor and the designer to make sure that they've considered all the things that need to be changed because a lot of these structures were built on codes that were enforced about 50 years ago.
Right.
And then the due diligence during the design and construction phase for architects, engineers, and builders. And then for the forensic community, instead of trying to solve something after the fact, they need to become involved before the fact in peer review for design, in inspecting construction in progress, and making sure that it's going to work before it's buttoned up.
Right.
And for people that are involved with claims, their challenge is very different because they're not dealing with something that was built new. They were dealing with something that was built a long time ago. So to the extent that older features are used in newer construction, that increases the risk that needs to be considered from a claims perspective and from an insurability perspective. So what we see as a panel is that this is a quantum shift that will affect housing supply, but it's also something that can be a great opportunity for the revitalization of some local retail businesses.
Oh, yeah.
And for the housing of, again, populations that may not be able to afford a single family detached home and have it in an area which is accessible to other amenities inside a city, near a college or university,
right,
or somewhere where they would want to be because it provides a greater quality of life. So our view is that this is a challenge, but it's an opportunity, and it's going to go across this country, and has already started. The Garden State Mall, near where I grew up in northeastern New Jersey, is being converted. But there's also malls in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and throughout the country that are going through this now. And so we need to stay ahead of the curve instead of being on the wrong side of the curve. And we encourage people to consider doing a forward thinking exercise to convert existing structures into new chapters of their existence to address and keep people housed in our country. And so our program, which is My Mall Is Now My Home, will be on Thursday at 3:30 p.m. in Grapevine 2. And I'm joined by a wonderful panel and look forward to seeing everyone there.
Great. Howard, thank you so much. If someone wanted to learn more about this beside your panel, is there a place they can go on the web?
CLM has our program on their website.
Okay.
And anyone who's interested in speaking with me can reach out to me. My name is Howard Franco Jr. And my email address is hfranco, H-F-R-A-N-C-O, at cclp.com.
Great. Well, Howard, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining the Claim Hunters. We hope you enjoyed our show. If you would like to share your story, head on over to subroiq.com and click the YouTube button.